Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So there's a quote by Mark Twain that says, "The rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated." And that's the way I feel about email marketing. A lot of people think email marketing is dead because social media has taken over the world. But in reality, it's alive and well, and it really helps people promote their business, especially when it comes to sharing your content. So email marketing is about educating and getting people to engage with that content, especially when it comes to sharing it to different groups. Now, it all starts with a strategy. You can't send one email out and expect everybody to embrace it and to click on it and do things. What you have to do is you have to create segmented lists. These segmented lists are based on what their current needs are. So an example of this is your current customers. They want to know how to use what you're doing right now to help improve the services that you're providing. Past customers. Maybe they can become good referral sources. New customers or potential customers, they're looking for a reason to say that you're going to be the right choice for them. So how do you use email marketing in a way that's going to help propel your business? Straightforward. What you've got to do is you've got to start with a strategy and you have to start with a plan. The question is, who are you trying to talk to? And each one of those audiences are going to have a slightly different slant as to the information you're going to provide. Now, one of the reasons that people say email marketing doesn't work is because, hey, you know, I only get 25% opens or I only get 10% click-throughs. And, you know, on average, it's a 1% to 2% return on my investment. Well, that's what marketing averages are. If you do any kind of print piece and send it out via the U.S. Postal Service, you're going to get 1% to 2% of people to engage with your content. So what you have to do is figure out the best way to communicate your messages to the audiences that you're trying to reach. Now, let's look at a good email versus a bad email. A good email is something that gets opened, gets acted upon, gets clicked, gets basically results. A bad email is something that is just looked at like spam, right? We all get them. You get, how many emails do you get in your inbox? I get, on average, about 100 a day. And I've been unsubscribing from certain ones because all they're doing is barraging me with sales messages. How about you? Now, the ones that I stick with are the ones that actually have content that is valuable to me. And so a bad email starts off with this. It has too much content. It has like 1,000 words. It tells the entire story, and all it does is try to sell, 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 sell. But what a good email does is it digests information and gets you to click through to hopefully your website or a landing page where people can take action. Another sign of a bad email is something that has a generic or low-end headline. It has to be something that grabs people's attention. As a matter of fact, I use a tool called coschedule.com/headline-analyzer. And this is something where you can create headlines and put it in there, and it will help you grade the headline. It'll help you better understand what it is that people are going to respond to. So putting in a great headline is going to make a big difference. So what I tend to do, and this is how I work it for my business, and yours may be different, but what I do is I create a digest email every single week. Now, I produce two podcasts. I do the Bacon Podcast on Monday and Wednesday. The first one is my monologue, which is this. The other one is an expert interview. And I try to put into my emails, here's a teaser for this one, here's a teaser for the second one. I also do a blog sandwiched in between those two. and that blog has to have a great headline. And the email has to get people to say, okay, I want to read more about this. And then inside of that, I also put the presentations I'm giving, anything else interesting, and I get a chance to repurpose old content. I have a website called notaboutyou.com. It's N-O-T-A-B-O-U-T, the letter U.com. That is where I house my business book information. And so all of the books that I've written, including the new one coming up, The Bacon System, is all housed in there. That's where I try to repurpose some information to get people to click on that as well, to keep them informed, and to give my information another life. I do the same thing on Twitter. I try to get as many people engaged on Twitter as possible. So a good email is something that is a digest. It's short and sweet. The great information is above the fold. If you know what a newspaper looks like, anything that's folded underneath is below the fold. Anything above is above the fold. Above the fold means that people don't have to scroll down to get that great information. The other key thing about great emails is they have one call to action. Where a lot of people make mistakes is they're trying to send out too many calls to action. Now, in the case of my digest, yes, there is a call to action on each one of those. But if you're trying to send out an email about a webinar or something else, you have to limit it to one call to action. So make sure that you're not confusing people by giving them too many choices, because if you give them too many choices, then chances are they'll choose nothing. So here are the four P's that you have to think about when you're putting together great email marketing. Number one is purpose. Number two is potential. Number three is platform. And number four is people. Purpose. What is the purpose of the email? You want to get people to your webinar? Great. You want to get people to read your blog? Great. Make sure that you understand what the purpose of that email is and draw attention to that specific thing. Potential. What is the potential if you put together a great email? What could happen from that? The potential is, hopefully, you're going to make a sale. If you drive them back to your website, then what you're going to be able to do is get them to either click on your contact form or pick up the phone and call you or email you so that you start a conversation with people. Platform. There's a lot of different platforms out there. I use AWeber. If you want to check it out, you can get a free trial at brianloves.info/AWeber, A-W-E-B-E-R. All right, check that out. But there's lots of them. There's MailChimp, there's Constant Contact, there's Infusionsoft, there's Entreport, there's Vertical Response. There's a lot of great platforms out there, but I've chosen this one because this is the one that mid-level marketers and small business people seem to get the best response from, because it has all of the tools of the heavy hitters without all of the heavyweight stuff, including affiliate programs and shopping carts and all this other stuff. It starts out around $20 a month and increases based on the number of subscribers. And so you get an opportunity to use that in a way that's going to help you grow your business. And then finally, it's all about people. Make sure that you're segmenting your lists based on what people want to hear. One email is not going to serve your current customers, past customers, future customers exactly the same. So you've got to make sure that you're crafting different messages and sending them to different lists. And that's one of the reasons why I love something like AWeber, because it allows you to set up as many lists as you want. So you can send out different messages, different autoresponders, different content to each one of those individual lists. That's what makes it so powerful. So get strategic about how you can use email marketing to propel your content to the perfect audience. So here's one final thought about email marketing I want to leave you with. Don't get emotionally attached to your lists. People will come, people will go. They'll subscribe and they'll unsubscribe. If they leave, they're getting too much email, or they probably won't buy from you anyway. So focus on the customers where you have the greatest potential to make the sale.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.